I was not looking for this opportunity. I had left government at the end of last year and was settling back into private life and private law practice. But when I received the call, I could not refuse it.
To discuss Johnson's nomination, we turn now to Tara Mahler. She's a research fellow at the New America Foundation and previously worked as an intelligence analyst at the CIA. Tara, thanks for being in.
Thank you.
So what kind of a fight do you think he's going to face on Capitol Hill?
You know, I don't think he's going to face that big of a fight. He's not that high profile prior to this in terms of public name recognition, and he's not that polarizing, and I mean that by looking at other people President Obama could have gone with. However, there's been some criticism. He is a big campaign donor. This is not unusual. Lots of presidential appointments have given money to the president's campaign in the past, including Bush's appointment of Tom Ridge. So,
well, that does raise the question of a lot of Republicans of whether he's qualified for this job.
Well, Republicans have been out criticizing the campaign donor aspect of the story, and there are some, questioning credentials. Now, Homeland Security is a role that you can tap from a variety of areas, whether that be law enforcement, whether that be someone with a legal background, which in this case, Jay Johnson has. And the previous few secretaries, Chertoff, Napolitano, and Ridge were all lawyers by practice, so it's not actually that unusual.
But Napolitano at least was a governor. She had a lot of experience with border issues that he does not have.
And exactly. I think actually the most credible sort of questioning of his credentials would go to the fact that he does not have immigration experience. Most of his work has been in the Pentagon itself as general counsel under President Obama, under Bill Clinton, also in the Air Force as general counsel, and a long practice in law dealing with security issues like drones and questioning about striking U.S. civilians linked to Al-Qaeda overseas. So he has a history in that area, not in immigration and not with management of a 240,000 person bureaucracy, which is the size of the Department of Homeland Security.
When you hear him say that he thinks that the war on terror should not be endless, it's one of the statements he made earlier this week. What do you think he means by that?
Yes, he made that statement. I believe it was this week, but he's made that statement before in speeches he made when he left government to the Oxford Union and at Yale Law School. So I think we're going to see him take a big role in terms of whether or not some of these programs might be wrapping down over the next course of the few years. However,
what kind of programs do you think he may wrap down?
Well, there's a question of sort of when the legal authority for this war has ended, and he's made statements to the effect that this is not a never-ending war with no end. So we have to sort of look at the scope of the war, and he's looked at this with regard to drones and with regard to the Libya intervention. He was the one that pushed Obama to say it can only go within 60 days. So he's been on both sides of the issue, which means he's come under attack from sort of war hawks and also people who want us to be pulling in on our drone campaign. But it'll be interesting to see. Cyber is another area that falls under the Homeland Security umbrella. So he doesn't really have much of a record in that area, but he does have records in terms of legal issues, and there are lots of legal issues in the cyber domain.
A longtime lawyer and certainly has a lot of experience when it comes to that kind of stuff. Thank you so much.